One of the lawmakers who's running up a five-figure taxpayer-funded legal bill spoke at the convention. Republican Assembly Speaker Scott Jensen didn't mention the ongoing probes into whether caucus employees did campaign work on state time or the pay-to-play allegations involving legislators. But Jensen likened his high-profile leadership role to walking a high wire without a net.
Every day the Assembly Republicans show up at the Big Top in Madison, and there are some liberal clowns trying to knock us off.
But having taxpayers pick up more than $600,000 in caucus probe legal bills doesn't sit well with some conservatives who were at the GOP convention. Delegate Harley Splitt of Appleton says there are better ways to spend taxpayers' money, and he hopes taxpayers are taken off the hook.
They might follow our state treasurer's recommendation. Just end it. Perhaps have the two parties pay it out of their own coffers.
How likely do you think that is to happen?
I can always hope.
Another delegate, Arlene Koenigs of Scott Jensen's home county of Waukesha, also hopes taxpayers are reimbursed for the caucus legal bills.
Well, so the majority of people are happy about it. I think that all these discussions on the site are bad for this state.
But it isn't clear what the majority thinks on the issue. Delegate Jim Clausius of Richland County says he isn't bothered by taxpayers paying the legal bills.
Well, because it's been going on for a long time, and we've gotten used to it, I think, and so let it be.
Clausius is the father of the public information director for the state corrections department. Jail time or fines are possible for some of the lawmakers and former caucus staffers who've hired taxpayer-funded attorneys. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.